Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Monday, January 6, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Vehicle hits a 74-year-old pedestrian in Paso Robles. Paso Robles City Council special meeting scheduled for tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Paso Robles police responded to a traffic collision involving a vehicle and a pedestrian Thursday night. A release by the department says the incident took place on the 1800 block of Spring Street just after 7 p.m., A silver Toyota Highlander hit a pedestrian, and police say the driver remained on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. The release says the pedestrian was a 74-year-old man who sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol was not a contributing factor in this collision. The pedestrian was taken to a local hospital for treatment. A reminder that there is no Paso Robles City Council regular meetings scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will take place as one joint meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. However, there is a scheduled special meeting for the City Council tomorrow at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Council will report in any reportable actions following closed session. Paso Robles Planning Commission and Housing Authority accepting applications. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time. is 609.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Two more committees in the city of Paso Robles are accepting applicants for open positions. The first is the Planning Commission, which approves and evaluates parcel maps, conditional use permits, plans, developments, site plans, and more. Two positions are open for the Planning Commission. The second is the Housing Authority, which oversees the Oak Park Public Housing, a 148-unit apartment complex in Paso Robles that offers housing for lower-income households. One of the two open seats for the Housing Authority must be at least 62 years old. Applications for both positions are open until January 31st. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, February 12th at 5 p.m. You can find the applications on the City of Paso Robles website. Public comments for the Niblick Corridor improvement plans are still being accepted. The Niblick Corridor project is partially funded by a $13.8 million grant and will improve the bike and pedestrian paths along the north side of Niblick Road. Images, a planning document, and draft mitigated declarations can all be found on the Niblick Corridor Plans page on the city's website. Comments and questions can be submitted to planning@prcity.com. The CHP is warning the public of a recent phone scam occurring across California. The scam says the perpetrators present themselves as Amber Alert representatives, offering to register children for the alert. They ask for confidential information and to meet at your home, CHP says. CHP representatives say this is not how the Amber Alert system works. The Amber Alert is only activated by law enforcement agencies when investigating reports of an abducted or missing child. CHP's release advises members of the public to never provide personal information or to answer calls from an unknown or possible scam number. In sports for the NFL, the Commanders defeated the Cowboys 23-19, the Chargers over the Raiders 34-20, the Lions beat the Vikings 31-9, the Seahawks defeated the Rams 30-25, the Cardinals over the 49ers 47-24. The wildcard round will start this Saturday, with first being the Chargers against the Texans, and the Steelers will face the Ravens. In the NBA, yesterday, the Rockets defeated the Lakers 119-115, the Kings over the Warriors 129-99, and tonight the Clippers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against Miami Heat. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Congress meets today to certify the 2024 presidential election results. This as President-elect Trump floats the possibility of pardoning those convicted following the January 6th uprising 4 years ago. Senator Adam Schiff.
If the president goes forward with pardoning vast numbers of people involved in that violence, he will begin his new administration the way he ended his last administration, and that is by celebrating violence against our democracy.
Schiff speaking on Meet the Press. Santa Cruz over the weekend held a reopening ceremony for the recreational wharf that partially collapsed into the ocean last month. Heavy surf knocking down a part of the pier.
This is the best place. This is my peace. I shake because I'm just so excited to be here.
Some 20 businesses had to close while the city assessed the damage. Most of LA and Ventura counties bracing for another round of extreme fire danger this week. A red flag warning in place from 10 o'clock Tuesday morning to 6 o'clock Thursday night. Jeff Scott, California News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients, One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard Replacement Window Masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic Windows and Doors. 805-238-4014.
KBRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer at his comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture highlights a significant shift toward online grocery shopping in the U.S. It notes that about 1 in 5 individuals who typically do household grocery shopping made an online purchase in the past month. Shoppers most likely to shop online were women ages 15 to 24, non-Hispanic, white, married, or partnered from a household with young children and more educated. Time constraints were the top reason for shopping online. Pickup and delivery options were used almost equally. USDA noted that the rise in online grocery shopping represents opportunities to improve food access, encourage healthier choices, and reshape the grocery retail landscape. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, then clear and sunny skies Monday next week. Mid-60s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curb Rail and Moral Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel are suing the U.S. government over its decision to block their merger. They are separately suing competitor Cleveland-Cliffs, its CEO Lourenco Goncalves, and United Steelworkers Union President David McCall, accusing them of illegal and coordinated actions aimed at preventing the deal. The Biden administration says the merger was blocked because of national security concerns. U.S. Steel President David Burritt says he wants a fresh review of the deal under the incoming Trump administration. United Airlines says tests begin next month that eventually will result in internet service provided by Elon Musk's Starlink on all its flights. And Fubo TV shares are rallying following reports that Disney plans to combine its online TV service with Fubo. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening at work. Innovative tools are helping people do better work. That's because CDW configuration specialists are multiplying productivity with Microsoft Windows 11 Pro Surface devices. Built-in security, flexibility, and simplified management streamline tasks so your team can get more done. Microsoft and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/surface.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here in Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, I'll have a couple of folks involved with a newly formed, at least in Paso Robles. It is called Team Paso. It's a nonprofit organization representing the Paso Robles community in a partnership with the Joint Unified School District. And this has to do with math learning. We'll have Orlando Galejos. He's here in the North County. And then the founder is Larry Martinex. So they will be on this afternoon, and Susanna's working on the 1 o'clock hour. So whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And had a kind of a, not a bad experience, but a little bit of a, maybe, knowledgeable, learning, informational experience on the phone with a credit card company over the weekend. And I got a ring, ding-a-ding, on Saturday morning saying that there is suspicious activity on my credit card. Maybe because I was using it. I don't know. Cash is king. Cash is king. Anyway, my brother's coming out in the summer, and we always go to ball games whenever we meet each other. So I made some purchase tickets up in San Francisco, and so that was a suspicious activity. So anyway, I listened to the email, the phone recording, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to call the number and just to be safe. So I called, and I couldn't understand the person. This lady, wasn't rude, wasn't me. I said, excuse me. I said, I do not understand you. And she would go on. I said, you know what? I said, I simply cannot understand you. Can you please send me to somebody who I can understand? Okay, so I'm on hold. She said, sure. And so I'm on hold for a couple of minutes, and a guy comes on, and I could understand him. And so he told me, you know, hey, is this legit? Not yet, it is, and da-da-da-da. I said, thank you very much, for your company doing this, since I don't, use the card and blah, blah, blah. And he said, by the way, he said, the next time that you get one of these messages from us, he said, here is the number to call. And I forget the exact terminology he used, but it basically said is, my interpretation was, here is a number to call for somebody that you could understand. I was, thankful for that, but just thought, okay, so they know they have an issue. They know they have an issue. And they have this other number. That was, I wasn't ticked off or anything. It doesn't happen that often, but I thought, that's somewhat nice to know in the event it happens again, or I do that, or I just ask the person right away. And I've done that several occasions, but I've never had the person say, well, here's another number for somebody who speaks clear English, basically is what it was, so. Anyway, it was, it wasn't the end of the world or anything like that, but it was just, okay, here we go.
Surprised that turned out to be legit, actually, you getting a message that said there's suspicious activity on your credit card, because my first instinct when I heard that is like, oh, that's spam.
Well, I am very suspicious when I get that, but I had used it only just to my credit card only about an hour earlier.
So it added up.
Yeah, and I've had that before when if I go to a new area, I mean, and also it's a good idea to let your credit card company know.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the case, many of us have patterns with our credit card.
Right.
We go here, da-da-da. So they have a history of the places that I frequent, and most of them are in a timely manner as far as the time of the year that I go. So they would see, okay, here's one for this area, and that's good, that's legit, but this one, we haven't seen one from this area in about, 7 or 8 years. Or, this particular, in this case, baseball tickets in San Francisco. So they haven't seen that for a while, so that raised a, red flag, which I'm glad they do that. I'm glad they do that. Again, it's not a big deal to you know, call, yeah, no, this is all legit and so forth. So anyway, just, because this happened with Linda a couple, I don't know how many years ago, but anyway, not the same situation, but basically the advice, and it was good advice from the credit card company, is, you know, if you're going to an area that you don't normally do, you might want to let us know ahead of time, because then we will see that, you know, here, you know, whatever city it is that you may be going to, that we are, at least we are aware of that. And so, anyway, that's I think a good service. So, all right, you have that. So the but the chuckle with it is just it's the world we live in here. Where was I? I had something up here. Oh, more of this, I guess you would call nonsense. And we saw this in our area X amount of years ago. And there is this restaurant here in the state of California that it had to serve its final meal on New Year's Eve after being financially crushed by the weight of recent lawsuit. And the owner of the restaurant, what they had was a ladies' night promotion, which at one time were extremely popular. They've had, particularly nightclubs would have, ladies' night, they can come in free, no cover, or, you know, whatever the deal is. And it was a once common and highly lucrative practice, offering discounted drinks to ladies in the establishment. However, there was a gender discrimination lawsuit filed last year, and it cost his restaurant tens of thousands of dollars as a result, and he's financially ruined, not ruined, but so much that they can't keep their business open anymore. And apparently this has been going on. Remember, I think it was with Jared Molsky, the guy that came to the Central Coast X amount of years ago, was doing that with the ambulance-chasing lawyers, looking to take advantage of some California laws, until one of the local wineries here fought him off. But this is not the case in this. Now, this is a Civil Rights Act, and a decades-old California law states that all persons within the jurisdiction of this state are free and equal, and no matter what their sex, race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, disability, medical condition, genetic information, marital status, sexual orientation, citizenship, primary language, or immigration status, are entitled to the full and equal accommodations, advantages, and also it has to do with the facilities, privileges, or services in all businesses established. So basically what they're saying is here, you can't have the women's rights or women's nights. Now, you may remember that it got to the point that they, over in Fresno, the Grizzlies, it's a minor league baseball team, they faced a similar lawsuit, reportedly being sued for $25 million after they allowed free admission for women for ladies' night promotion. That was last year. And they also sued the same law firm. It's a San Diego-based firm, or lawyer, I should say. He sued the Oakland A's in a class action lawsuit over Mother's Day giveaway of a free plaid reversible bucket hat. Chris, well, I know you don't go to these places, but would it bother you if, let's just say, you had to go into an establishment and pay a cover of, just say, $2, and another group, it's a special promotion night, didn't have to pay. Would you be ticked off?
No, it's a special promotion night.
Right. So your life isn't going to change dramatically, is it?
Not particularly.
No. So this is the world that we live in, folks. So that's good. That's good. It's a shame the restaurant had to close because of this. And but when you look at it, that is a law, and he broke the law. Don't know how old it is, but it does go back, I think I said, decades. Also, here's something, because we brought this up a couple of weeks, maybe more than a couple of weeks ago. more than a couple of weeks ago. And you may remember that the California had to do with the education, where the grades were not that important. The grades were not in that important. Now, this has to do, and this is a controversy among the professors in college, some of these that are, I think there's about six or eight in the state that are experimenting with this. And it's always wise to experiment with education, isn't it? Aha. California wants to give degrees based on skills, not grades. And again, this is dividing colleges. So you have that. And we know that in many cases, some of the standards have been lowered. For example, we had this going back X amount of years here on the Central Coast with the debate and the lowering, some say, of standards for the Cuesta nursing program. Okay, so you have that. So we lower standards, grades aren't important, and so forth. So let's go cross country. Teachers in New Jersey, now listen to this. This is teachers. The ones who are supposedly influencing our young kids. You know, the future. The ones we always hear about, the future. Well, we got to spend more money because it's our future. It's our future. So the teachers in New Jersey will no longer be required to pass a basic reading, writing, and mathematics test to be eligible for public schools. That's according to a new law. It was signed and it goes into effect this Wednesday. And the reason why they're doing this, because they have a teacher shortage in the state. And the Teachers Association, the union, says this is a, because of this, they are taking down a barrier for certification. They don't say we're lowering the standards for certification. They just say it's a barrier that is keeping, well, at least for the teachers shortage in New Jersey. How about that? That's what's going on. So what do you think the effects will be? Now, I'm not saying that teachers won't need to, you know, pass certain tests regarding their field, and they do have to have a minimum GPA and some credits, but as far as the other ones, the math and the reading and writing, no longer required to pass it. This is in the schools. So it's probably headed this way. Now, over the past few years, multiple states have lowered standards for teacher certification to combat a nationwide shortage. Now, as I mentioned, it's probably coming across more this way, but there was a law enacted in 2022 here in the Golden State, and it was an emergency executive order to throw out the required traditional credentials for teachers to help recruit parents as substitutes. You probably don't remember that. And also, Arizona enacted a similar order that year that allowed educators to begin teaching before graduating from college. So that's going on. So here's a question to throw out. Okay, there's a shortage. Why not look into the reason why there's a shortage? So the simple solution is to lower the standards. Now, we've seen that in other aspects of our daily lives. For example, here in darn near paradise, we had some laws on the books, and since they weren't being enforced, well, let's just get rid of the law. Okay. Does that make sense? So here we have a shortage of teachers. So let's lower the standards to have them teaching our kids, again, our future. So that's just what's going on in New Jersey and California and other places as well. There's other places as well. Also, another story that's been staying in the news for quite a while is this transgender nonsense going down there at Martin Luther. It's Martin Luther King High School. I think it's in Riverside with these track girls. Yeah, it's Martin Luther King School. And the trans athlete to compete on the varsity cross country, even though missing, only attending about 25% of the practices. and these girls, or at least one of them, was no longer on the team, took its spot and so forth. And the administrators, listen to this, the administrators at the Martin Luther King School have stated that, according to Title IX, that the girl, they do not have the same rights as a transgender girl to multiple girls, not just our daughters, but multiple girls on campus. So they don't have the same rights as a transgender. That's what's going on at that school, and there's been large protests at that school. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Hey, I just want to backtrack to something you said this morning, just a few minutes ago, is that the way that now that you'll get a degree, or they would like to make it, is based on skill and not on grades. So if I'm to understand that right, then someone that has a major in a like philosophy or art studies or something like that, you're going to try to get 4 years of skills in that field before you would get a degree, versus like myself, who went to Cal Poly and majored in agriculture. I could see the 4 years each year getting better in certain skills, but it makes absolutely no sense. And it also, what about some type of reward system where you're allowed to continue based on what you know and what you're paying attention to as part of the curriculum, versus just being able to spew back to somebody the garbage that they're trying to teach now at the higher levels. It just boggles me that that's what they want to base, giving you something that is now costing so much money to either the students that's putting themselves through school or the parents that are putting their kids through school, that they're no longer going to give you a GPA. They're going to give you a ribbon because you have a skill.
Well, you know, that it kind of brings to mind that the, I don't know if you want to call it controversy or not, but the debate over, you know, somebody who grades well. I know a lot of people, very, very successful people, who were average students.
Well, that was me. I certainly didn't kill it with my GPA, but I put in the 4.75 years that it took me to get a degree, and I worked really hard for it. And I stressed over, you know, trying to attain the best grade that I felt that I could in that class versus being tested on a skill. And I did have skills, and I was learning skills, but you could have a good day or a bad day in a skill, and to be able to pass on to the next level. That just does not seem like, if you could find a combination of both, that would be great, which I guess now it is. You know, you have a lab that you take where you learn the skill and you're graded in that lab, and then you also have a class that you take that you're graded on that class with how much you paid attention and how much you can regurgitate back on a test. So well, it's kind of the best of both things. But
well,
just to,
when
I don't know.
When you said, you know, good days and bad days, I immediately thought, well, you know what? I hope that when I'm under the knife, my doctor is having a good day.
Yeah.
You know,
me too.
And then the other thing about the stress. Now, I'm a little facetious or sarcastic here, but remember, we live in a world now where the kids are not supposed to have any stress, you know, because that's life. There's no stress in life. And my point is, when you mention that, is we, there's stressful, you know, situations that we go through in life, whether it's through sports, academics, or other things. But, you know, part of the whole process is you supposedly learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't recall that there's a class for that. It's called life,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right. You learn how to manage that. You learn that if you know that you have something important coming up, that it's best if you prepare for that over the long run and not starting tonight at midnight.
Well,
you know,
that's exactly right, because, you know, okay, so why is this so stressful? Well, there's, you know, legitimate reasons for it, you know, but if you're not prepared, then, as you alluded to, well, man, I got to get this done, man. I don't have time. I'm stressed out. Well, because, exactly, you didn't prepare for it. So how do you deal with that? Well, I start preparing, and that way it's not as stressful.
Well, you found those people out real quick. Either they were your roommates or your classmates or whatever, and you knew the people that were going to do well beyond college life and the people that were going to become a professional student, because they never were prepared, and they just continuously procrastinated and instead of putting their head down and paying attention to what was being told them and a timeline, they continuously waited until the 11th hour, and then they became your best friends because they were wanting to ride in your coattails with what you know and how you could help them. And it was the school of tough love more than once when I had to tell somebody, look, I've got my own thing I'm doing. I didn't come here to carry you along. This is how you prepare for life. And if you can't do that, then maybe you just better get out right now and start thinking about a field that is not going to require the education that you think you need. But that's the real world, and sometimes the real world hurts.
Indeed, and that's why we continually learn when we go through it, or we should learn through it, and make it as easy as possible, and don't be a minimizer.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I know you're up against it. Kevin, have a great day. Thank you guys for what you do every day. Have a wonderful week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Wait a minute. I have to rinse my mouth out with soap. I said bye-bye.
What's wrong with that?
That's a no-no. That is an absolute no-no.
Why?
Kind of like transparency. That's just, I can't.
Arbitrary policy?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles police responded to a traffic collision Thursday night involving a vehicle and a pedestrian. The incident took place on the 1800 block of Spring Street, where a Toyota Highlander hit a 74-year-old man. The pedestrian sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. CHP is warning the public of a recent phone scam occurring across California. The scam says the perpetrators represent themselves as an Amber Alert representative, offering to register children for the alert. CHP says this is not how the Amber Alert system works and advises members of the public to never provide personal information or to answer calls from an unknown or possible scam number. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Congress meets today to certify the 2024 election results. We get more from Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill.
Both chambers will meet to certify each state's election results. Members will have the opportunity to object to the results if they choose to.
Vice President Harris, who lost the presidential election to Donald Trump, will have to certify Trump's win. Washington, D.C., among the areas in the North Atlantic region bracing for Winter Storm Blair's impact. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Stay safe. Check on your neighbors. Spread the word about staying off the road.
The major storm system has caused travel delays and power outages as it moved through the Plain States and the Midwest. Canadian media reporting embattled Prime Minister Justin Trudeau may announce his resignation as early as today. America's listening to Fox News.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Cello Ristorante is celebrating Restaurant Month this January. Indulge in a delectable three-course menu that starts with your choice of salad, continues with savory main course of lamb bolognese, and concludes with Meyer lemon tart for dessert. Located at the award-winning Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles, the three-course Restaurant Month menu is available daily from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. The staff looks forward to welcoming you. Cello Ristorante and Bar. Ciao, Bella.
9.5 minutes away from 7, right choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
In the NFL regular season finale on Sunday night, the Lions romp past the Vikings 31-9 to grab the top seed and a bye in the NFC. Four touchdowns for Jahmyr Gibbs. Coach Dan Campbell:
all those guys needed to play well for us, but we felt like Gibbs could somewhat be the X factor here. And he did, man. He showed up in a big way in the run game and the pass game.
Minnesota is the top wild card in the conference and the 5 seed. Buccaneers scored twice in the fourth quarter to top the Saints and win the NFC South. Tampa Bay claimed the 3 seed when the Seahawks down the West champion Rams. Commanders clipped the Cowboys. Washington gets the 6 seed. Bears picked off the Packers, so Green Bay takes the 7 seed. The Broncos hammered the Chiefs 38-0 to nail down the last AFC wild card. Chargers bolted past the Raiders, moving LA into the 5 slot. Texans topped the Titans. Tennessee locks up the number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft this spring. Patriots beat the Bills to lose out on the top draft pick. Then New England sacked first-year head coach Gerard Mayo after a 4-13 record. The Eagles, without Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, got by the Giants. Overtime wins for the Colts and Panthers. The Jets and Cardinals also close out the season with a win. Wild card weekend begins this Saturday. NBA, the Thunder thumped the Celtics 105-92 for their 15th consecutive victory, extending the franchise record. 33 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. OKC now 30-5 to lead the West. Cavaliers buzz the Hornets. Cleveland has won 10 straight and still holds the best record in the association at 31-4. That's Monday Sports.
All righty, and we'll have some of those playoff games. Saturday, we will have the Chargers and Houston. That will be at 1 o'clock. And then Sunday, our triple header with the playoffs, Denver at Buffalo, followed by the Packers at the Eagles, and then the Commanders at Tampa Bay, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside, and 30 seconds extended weather.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Sunshine and a few clouds mixed in. Highs in the mid-60s. Few clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mostly sunny skies for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs should be, again, in the mid-60s as we head out to Wednesday. Mid to upper 60s. Upper 60s, sunny on Thursday. Friday, upper 60s. Saturday, mid-60s. Sunday, mid-60s. Mid-60s a week from today. Sunshine. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:14 a.m., 5:05 p.m., and we are at 33 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by the fine folks at Uncle Ed's Outfitters and their expanded location, lots to do there. It's near the Guesthouse Grill at Atascadero. That's the Oaks Plaza. Checking in to see what critters are out there, out and about, and get them home where they need to be, safe and sound for the new year. And everything looks copacetic, man. Copacetic. Okay, Mr. Garcia. Here we go. This is animals.
Animals still. All right.
All right. Don't expect anyone to be anything other than who they are.
That's another mouthful.
All right, so don't expect the person to change.
Don't expect the person to change.
Now, that could be good or bad.
Right, right.
Okay, four-legged.
Really helps?
four-legged. You don't see many of them in the United States. There are some, but you don't see many. You're more likely to see them at a zoo.
Still not all that helpful, so I don't think I know this one.
All right, well, it could be zebras. Don't change their stripes. People aren't going to change.
Okay, never heard that one before, but it makes sense.
All right, well, it's not a not a real popular one. Tigers don't change their stripes, but I think we hear a little more often. All right, Peddler was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Don't forget, it's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, gunsmithing services. Also, they have apparel for you. As we move along here at 4.5 minutes away from 7. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pastor Robles, Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, the NFL playoffs are all set and ready to go starting this weekend. And in the history of the NFL, as of 2024, what team has appeared in the most playoffs? All time. What team has been in the playoffs the most time? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. As a matter of fact, it's a tie with two of the organizations. What do you think the team is? All-time playoff appearances in NFL history. That's all-time history. Think about it. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You might be able to figure that one out. Let's see here. There's one on the list that's in the top five that's a little bit surprising, at least in the modern sense. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys, 36th time they've been in the playoffs, and that ties with the Green Bay Packers, which the Packers have, of course, a longer history than the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cowboys only go back to 1960. So are you a fan of either team?
Not a lot, no.
What team do you root for?
Vikings.
All right, well. They didn't look too good last night, did they?
No, they didn't.
All right, well, they're in the playoffs, so. I mean, they still won, 13 games? 12, 13 games?
Yeah.
They just
ran out of breath last night.
Yeah. Do you go back to the Bud Grant days?
Yeah.
Okay. I always, when I think about them this time of the year, I always remember that he did not allow the heaters on the sideline.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was in the old, what was that called? The Met, right? The Metropolitan mm-hmm. Stadium, yeah. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Mike Mullen.
All right, Mike, I have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. The Packers and the Cowboys, 36. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 34. The Giants, 33. The Rams, 32. The Vikings, 31. And I'll tell you who comes in at number 30, with 30 appearances in just a moment.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A reminder that there is no Pastor Robles City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will be joined into one meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for the meeting. There is a scheduled special meeting for the Pastor Robles City Council tomorrow night at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
30 playoff appearances overall for the Cleveland Browns. Now at the bottom rung, we have the Houston Texans with 7, Jacksonville with 8, Carolina with 8, the Arizona Cardinals with 11, and the Buccaneers and the Jets, as well as the Saints and the Falcons, 14. Two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.